Peter Provencher is with the Hatley Project, a restoration of St. James at Hatley. It's such a pleasure to have you here on the show. Thank you so much for doing this.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Peter, Hatley is one of the most historic villages in Quebec. Talk about the history of St. James Church in Hatley.
The church was, construction started in 1827 by an Anglican priest by the name of Charles Stewart. He started the church and also built a school called the Charleston Academy right next to the church. It's still, that building still exists today. It's now the Hatley Community Center. The church opened about a year and a half later. It was sort of a main, I guess, Anglican parish in this area, serving the agricultural community and the small sort of local business community. Hatley was sort of a crossroads between Cookshire and sort of Ayrscliff, North Hatley, that sort of northeast, southwest sort of movement of people. His rectory was is still there today. It's actually across the street, across Route 208, just facing the common and facing the church. He went on to be the Bishop of Quebec, the Anglican Bishop of Quebec. It was a viable parish up until about 15, 16 years ago, where the community just, you know, shrunk and there were problems. Often there are schisms in parishes. So I guess some things happened and the parish was just no longer viable. So it closed. There was some work that had been done on the church in 2000. It was work that was well done. They worked on the foundation. They also replaced the roof and put a steel or a metal roof on the building, which has really helped preserve it. Had that not happened, I don't think the church would be in as good condition as it is today.
That site, just one of the most beautiful sites in the Eastern Townships. I often take friends. You're part of a committee who've decided to get together and help because there are still some substantial renovations that need to happen. Tell us about yourself and tell us about that committee that's been formed.
Well, it's an ad hoc committee. It's called the St. Francis Deanery Heritage Committee. So ad hoc meaning it's not a formalized legal entity. And basically there's myself and I have a colleague. Her name is Alexandra Reed. She also lives in North Hatley. We decided with the church leadership in the deanery, or they decided to mandate this ad hoc committee to look into, number one, the restoration of St. James Church, repairs on churches, which we've done in Lennoxville at St. George's. Also, that led into sale of church property that was no longer needed. And there are six churches that will be put up for sale by the deanery this September. But getting back to St. James, that was our mandate. We charged ahead, and I was alone in the beginning. My strength is finance, and I needed somebody to help me. So Alexandra Reed, who worked for the federal government for her whole career and worked in the buildings area for the federal government in Ottawa and other parts of Canada as well. So she has a very strong grounding in building engineering, architecture, and she knows how to communicate well with those professions. So she and I together were the only two members of this committee. We're doing it in concert with an architectural firm in Sherbrooke that specializes in heritage buildings, religious heritage buildings especially, called Mir Architecture. We're very fortunate to get them because these kinds of architects are, A, very busy and not numerous. So it's often difficult to get their expertise. We've applied to the Conseil de Patrimoine Religieux du Québec, which is part of the Ministère des Communications et de la Culture du Québec. And they're in charge of basically the granting of funds for the restoration of religious heritage buildings. The main positive is that St. James has been categorized as an A-class building. So the A class is the highest class, and it goes from A right down to D, where D would be a more recent sort of church or religious building that has not much sort of heritage value. So A is really very special, very rare. The fact that we're a non-Roman Catholic church is even more rare. That's why the CPRQ did accept our application. So we received funding in 2022 and We just received funding in 2023. We've got a total authorized funding of $428,000 from the CPRQ. We will be applying to other government entities, namely Heritage Canada, as well as the Men for Magog MRC and the Village of Hatley. It's a $1.4 million project spread over 3 years. We're hoping to that it all comes to fruition in the fall of 2025. You know, there could be delays. That's to be expected.
I'm sure with this sort of project. We're talking substantial renovations. Tell us about the most pressing issues.
The most pressing issues is the removal of all the stained glass windows. They'll be sent to a workshop to be re-leaded and reframed. The complete restoration of the exterior of the building. Work on the belfry, work on the foundation. And then there will be some interior work done, mainly stripping. And we want to bring, it was painted, unfortunately, it was painted in 2000, and we'd like to bring it back to its original state.
This being a historic building, you spoke about the architects before. What sort of other experts are required to do this? I guess you can't just hire any handyman to start working on this sort of project.
No, that's right, you can't. The architect will head up that phase, which is a selection of a general contractor, and the architect screens them and interviews them to make sure that they have experience with restoring this kind of building.
You're going through the various levels of government. I would think that you're also seeking support from the population. Tell us about the projects put forth to help with the donations.
Well, we just completed our first fundraiser, official fundraiser, hosting Bowser and Blue, the duo, the musical comedy duo at the Piggery Theater, which is just outside of North Hatley. And it was sold out. That was last Saturday, the 19th of August. We raised net somewhere around $13,000. So that'll go towards our portion, you know, because we have to raise a certain amount. We have to raise about 20% of the total. That's about close to $300,000. You know, every little bit helps. And we're also getting a lot of support from individuals. We've approached some foundations. We're really getting going on the private part or our part of the fundraising, as well as, you know, the municipality of Hatley is very eager to help us, and they've been very supportive. So the local governments, the MRC, Men for Magog MRC and the Village of Hatley are sort of part of that fundraising effort from the local community.
I was trying to research this just before speaking to you. That church has been the site of many celebrations. Can you talk a little bit about that? What's happened in the past?
Yes, well, it's always been the focal point of the Canada Day Parade in Hatley. And before that, they called it Dominion Day Parade. Every year, it's been extremely well attended. Typical parade, sort of in a small town. Marching, little marching bands, tractors, sort of themes. A lot of local people get involved with, you know, doing baked goods. And there's dances and fireworks. And it's a very pleasant day. And everybody gets together, you know, both English, French, young and old. And they have a great time. It's always been there, right beside the church, because there's a little bandstand there. And that's where it's held.
Peter, something tells me that you're probably going to reach your goals because this is such a wonderful site. What do you see for St. James Church moving forward? Religion not necessarily being what it used to be, what other events could be held there in the future?
An excellent question. We had a study done by a firm that does these kinds of things called Eco-Bâtiment. We mandated them to look into what groups would be interested in using the church. Very, very good report that they came up with. And it's going to be used for cultural activities, a lot having to do with music. The acoustics are very good, like they are in many churches. So, and it's a good size. It's not too big and it's not too small. It's in a great location. There are musical groups, vocal groups that have visited it, have expressed an interest in using it. So it'll be used for that mainly. And even though it'll be owned by the Anglican Diocese of Quebec, it's going to be managed by a community-based group made up of initially myself and Alexandra Reed, as well as a representative from the Village of Hatley and hopefully a resident of the Village of Hatley. You know, oversee the building, rent it out. That's how we'll manage it and, you know, maintain it and raise funds to keep preserving it. But it'll become well known, and that's what the government would like us to do with it as well. So we're all on the same page. The Anglican Diocese, yes, as you just said, the congregation is gone. So they would like to remain owning it. And I think it's important that they do. They've been very supportive as well, the Anglican Church, through the Anglican Foundation of Canada. All good. And it's going to become a community venue for local artists and cultural activities.
That sounds wonderful. If everything goes well, give us sort of an idea of when all of this could be done and renovated to what you want to see.
Well, our hope is that by the fall of 2025, it'll be finished. It'll be ready to go. So in earnest, it'll probably become active in the spring of 2026. There will be events. Of course, there'll be the Canada Day Parade in 2026, which will show it off. But the big, big event will be its bicentennial in 2027 with the federal government, which has a very interesting program called the Legacy Program, where they combine funding with an event, a major event of the project. So the timing is good. So we would have a big sort of bash in 2027.
Anyone who's interested, how do we contact the committee? And do you have a website, for example?
Yeah, you know, just go to stjameshatley.org. You can reach us there. Our email's there. If people want to donate, they can. They'll see all the media coverage that's happened, including this interview, hopefully. Everything, we're going to update that on a regular basis. We're very fortunate to have volunteers that are helping us with, you know, media relations, IT. Our website will be dynamic and it will be up to date. It won't be a moribund website. It'll be active. So just go there, and it's in English and in French. We do everything through that website. And if anybody wants to send me an email, the email is there. I'll respond very quickly. I check it every day.
It's in the Restoration Project, the historic St. James Church in Hatley. Peter Provencher, thank you so much for this.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your interest.
Good luck moving forward.
Thank you.